Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. My name is Todd Stiles. I'm one of the pastors here. Today is April 16th. It's a Tuesday, and I'm really glad you're joining us on this day in which we'll bring some further insight, deeper application, additional observation to the text from which we preached last Sunday. Of course, that text was Colossians chapter 1, primarily verses 3 through 8. We talked about thankful prayer and the gospel of Christ. And of course, our overall driving point was that the gospel's work, God's work through the gospel in the Colossian Christians, when Paul heard about it, he thanked God. And so as I thought more about this text and even engaged with a few others in conversation about it, one of the things that kept recurring was this general question, or maybe say general observation, you know, Todd, how can we be better listeners? It only goes to the fact that the word heard is used twice in this text. It also goes to one of our tips we gave yesterday was that to hear about God's work and to know what the gospel's doing, we should ask people and make this a point of our conversations. It's that sometimes, you know, we talk about everything except what is God doing in someone's life. We don't ask those kinds of questions. So I think that that conversation was coming from the people who are wondering, like, hey, we want to do that, but how can we not only ask those questions, how can we have ears to hear the answer better? How can we be in positions or have a receptivity that when we hear things about other people's faith and love, specifically mentioned here in the text, that we can thank God and rejoice in God? We would all admit that hearing is actually a very integral part of our Christian experience, of our spiritual walk. Like I said, it's mentioned twice in this text that Paul and Timothy had heard about their faith, which resulted from them hearing the gospel. We know that James says that it's hearing is an important part. Of course, doing is added to that, but he doesn't minimize hearing. He simply minimizes hearing only. But hearing is part of the equation, according to James. We know that in Romans that the message of faith is first heard, and then the gospel explodes in someone's life. We find in Hebrews even that the writer there scolds those readers because he says they've become dull of hearing. Another translation says they've become spiritually lazy. So I think there's a number of places in the Bible that accentuate and show us that hearing is necessary and the right kind of hearing, and can we say the right kind of spiritual receptivity is necessary. And so the question then is this, and this is kind of what I was asked several times, are there practices or disciplines we can begin to pursue that would cause us to be more sensitive to the work God is doing in others' lives, to seek out what he's doing in others' lives, to hear about it, know about it, be aware of it? And to answer that, I simply want to give one essential practice first, okay? We can make a list of number of things. I want to simply give one, and I'll expand on that, but I think the very first one, and perhaps we'd say even the most essential one, would be to guard the input. In other words, we need to watch, be diligent, even vigilant about what we put into our minds via our ears. And just be careful about the input. Now, I want to speak to this from two points. First of all, I think we should guard the input from the aspect of time. Some things aren't wrong to listen to absorb, to watch and hear. Nothing wrong with that. But perhaps if there's too much of that, it affects us and it absorbs our focus. I think of something that I have to always be aware of, and that is I love the news. I am interested in politics. I like following it. And so the news really interests me, but I also would admit this, that too much news, whether it's something you read, you're watching, you're listening to, whether it's an app, you know, a podcast, too much news begins to absorb my emotion, my energy. As opposed to informing my mind, it begins to take over my mind. So I have to always be on the alert for that. And I kind of know where my limit is. And so shy of that, of course, I'm just going to turn it off. I'm going to hit stop hit the power button. I'm going to stop listening, stop watching, because it then has an adverse effect upon me. So I want to guard the input. For me, I would say regarding news, and let's just be frank, you can pick your news outlet, but too much of that, you're going to begin to think and be absorbed and brought into that way of thinking, and perhaps almost captivated by it, where it would be a negative upon you. And so I want to say, first of all, we must guard the input from the aspect of time. This could be regarding even our eyes, you know, whether it's certain social media streams, spending hours on those, checking what other people are doing, or even if it's posting or just scanning and scrolling. There are so many things that get into our brains and that come through our ears and eyes. And I'm speaking here primarily of ears, but I think you get the principle here. There's so many things that can affect us simply due to the amount of time we give them. Now, here's the good news. That same principle, that same effect will happen when we give that amount of time to things that help us. Listening to the Bible, reading the Bible, listening to quality sermons and or podcasts, trusted teachers and leaders who are helping us. I think we can experience that same thing. We can become absorbed with what God is doing in their life, in our life. Now, we can begin to imitate those that we should follow. So I want to encourage you. There may be some listening, I suspect there probably are, some listening who need to adjust how much time they're giving certain platforms, whether it be verbal or visual. This is one of the ways to guard the input, and guarding the input is one of the ways you become a better hearer. Put in what matters more, what matters most, and watch what you're putting in. The other thing is this, I want to make sure that we're guarding the input from the aspect of source. There are some things you shouldn't give a bit of time to, neither should I. They're wrong, they're corrupting, they're polluting. And in all frankness and pastoral honesty, the Christian church in general has lowered its standards. A lot of soft porn comes in through streaming cable channels that are now much more easily accessible. We've got a much higher tolerance for things that we shouldn't listen to or watch. And so I want to encourage you not only to guard the input from the aspect of time, but guard it from the aspect of its source. What are you allowing in, and should you even allow it in at all? You know, Ephesians 5 is perhaps one of the best chapters on the Christian's sexual ethic. And in there, Paul uses this simple phrase that I think has been quite convicting to me and very helpful. He says that the things that these people do, speaking of pagans and their sexual practices and their values sexually, he said it should not once be named among us. He says that we shouldn't even speak of the things they do in secret. And so Paul really puts the bar at a wonderfully high level. And so if the source of what you're hearing, and I'll even add seeing, is in and of itself corrupt and polluted, don't even give it a second. There are some sources that they're neutral. They're not unbiblical at all. They're just informative. But even on those, watch the amount of time you give it. So if you're guarding the input from the aspect of time and source, I'll predict you'll become a better hearer, because you'll begin to listen to and pay attention to things that actually feed your soul and they don't starve it. Now, understand this, those first two aspects, time and source, they are governed by priority. So I want to encourage you to prioritize what it is that you need to watch and listen to, what you need to hear, and we can say even what you want to hear, as long as it's not unbiblical, unscriptural. But the first two are governed by priority. And so because none of us have time in the day to listen to everything or to watch everything perhaps we want to, we have to prioritize. And so I want to encourage you, in the moment of decision, choose what is best, not just what is good. Choose what's most beneficial, not just what perhaps is most entertaining. So priority choices help us guard our input. Also, using the aspects of time and source, guard our input. And as we guard the input arenas, especially our ears but no doubt our eyes too, we will become a better hearer. We'll train our senses. We'll build our appetites to wanting to hear more about what God is doing. I think we'll even increase our the receptivity of our spiritual radar, so to speak, to be looking and listening for what God is doing. And then, as we said Sunday in our tips, to then ask, because our radar is up, our sensitivities are increased, our receptivity is heightened. As we see certain things and hear certain things, we're going to ask more questions and we'll hear more about what God is doing. We'll become a better listener for gospel stories and gospel work. And then, as a result of all of that, we will thank God in prayer. And that's the end result here, at least according to this text. So I encourage you, become a better hearer by guarding the input, both from the time and source aspect. Prioritize what you listen to and watch the Lord begin to increase your spiritual receptivity, awaken your spiritual senses to His work, both locally and globally. And as that occurs, I encourage you to join me and join our church in obeying Colossians 1 and giving thanks to God when we pray for one another.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.